blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. I am for Jesus, in Him lies my hope. Have you been cleansed and whole? Are you washed in His blood? Are your garments spotless? Are you free indeed? Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Now is the time, don't delay. He's calling on you. Now is the time, don't delay. He's calling on you.
Faithfulness as the fruit of Holy Spirit. Hello, everyone. We thank you for joining us again today. We resume our message on the fruit of Holy Spirit. The fruit of the Holy Spirit, as mentioned in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 to 23, are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. As I've said so many times in this series, it is apparently clear that none of us can possess or bear any of the fruit without the Holy Spirit. Our sinful soul, our sinful body cannot bear this fruit without being reborn and redeemed. We depend on the Lord Jesus Christ in all our Christian journey. I urge you to please visit our YouTube page, our Facebook page, to listen to our message and all our messages on love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness as the fruit of Holy Spirit. Last week, our message was on kindness and goodness as the fruit of the Spirit. Judging from reaction, from the comment from some of you, the words of God is taking hold of our soul. This week, we are going to explore faithfulness as the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Faithfulness. What is faithfulness? Unfortunately, faithfulness has been pushed to the back of the line in our priority list in the present world. Because our society today glorifies opportunism and skepticism more than anything else, it makes it difficult for anyone to develop true faithfulness. Faithfulness is so rare in many lives today. What is faithfulness, you may ask? Faithfulness to God is loyalty to Him and His teaching, and a complete and total submission to His way, which then shape our thinking and our actions. See, our God is faithful. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 7, verse 9 said, "Know therefore that the Lord your God is God, the faithful God who keep covenant and steadfast love with those who love Him and keep His commandment to a thousand generations." Wow. One of the attributes of God is His faithfulness. When we say God is faithful, it means He is totally trustworthy. He is perfectly faithful. Whatever He says He's going to do, He's going to do it. You can take it to the bank. Prophet Isaiah wrote, he said, "Oh Lord, You are my God. I will exalt you and praise your name. For in perfect faithfulness, you have done marvelous things. Things planned long time ago. Isaiah 25 verse 1. We find the Bible emphasizing the faithfulness of the Lord. Scripture lists a number of different ways in which God has shown his faithfulness. First, he is totally trustworthy in everything that he says. He is faithful to his word. He does not lie. The Lord is the faithful creator. He is faithful to forgive those who sin against him. When God says, if we repent our sin, he's going to forgive us. He is going to forgive us. But you got to repent from our sin. Jesus Christ is called the faithful high priest. God's faithfulness is demonstrated in the fact that he will not abandon his people. God is faithful. He will never leave us or forsake us. He is always near to us, even when we are brokenhearted. When we stray, he guides us back. When we struggle, he lifts us up. When we are weary, he strengthens us. When we are down, he gives us wings like the eagles to fly without getting tired. God is faithful. His faithfulness is beyond our understanding. In fact, the Bible says God is faithful when we are faithless. Psalm 33 verse 4 says, for the Lord of the Lord is upright, and all his work is done in truth and faithfulness. Finally, God will remain faithful to those, even to those who deny him, because he is faithful. God desires faithfulness from his people. God wants faithfulness from you and from me. Just as God is faithful, so we too must be faithful. First, we are called to be faithful to God. There will be times when it is difficult to follow God or follow his commandment. When life is really hard and we walk through trials, there may be times when it feels like we are walking through the desert. In those times, we must be faithful to God. And we can only do this by the power of the Holy Spirit. As a child of God, we can demonstrate our faithfulness to God in many ways. We can be faithful to God with our relationship to others and our resources that God has given us. Relationship. We can be faithful in our relationship with others in so many ways. Are you faithful to your spouse, your parents, your friend? It is hard to be faithful to God without being faithful in your relationship with others in your life. No one has seen God. So it is impossible to be unfaithful to others and claim to be faithful to God. Resources. We can be faithful with all God has entrusted to us. God has given us so much. All of us have resources. The parable of the talent makes it abundantly clear that God will one day bring us into account for all he has entrusted into our care. Matthew chapter 25, verse 14 to 25. There are three areas God is dealing in this parable with us. Our time, our talent, and our treasure. The three T's. You and I, we have 24 hours in a day. None has less and no one has more. Time is one of the most precious commodity God has given us. The Bible says we are to make the most of our time because the day are evil. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 16. And again, Psalm also said, so teach us to number our days that we may present to you a heart of wisdom. Psalm 90, verse 12. Is God first in what you do with your time? Everything else in our life take precedence over things of God? How much devotion did you give to God out of 24 hours you are given? Talent. Each of us has gift from God, both natural and spiritual. Are we faithfully using them for Him and His kingdom? Apostle Peter said, as each one has received a special gift, let him employ it in serving one another as God's steward of the manifold grace of God. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10. I have a treasure. We are required to be faithful with the resources God has entrusted us. The Bible clearly teaches we miss out on so much if we do not worship God with our resources. What does it mean to be faithful to God? It means everything. God's faithfulness to His people is not the same as our faithfulness to God. When God is faithful to us, He cares for us, He leads us, He loves us. When we are faithful to God, it means that we will trust Him, that He's going to care for us, when we trust Him, that He's going to save us. We follow where He leads us, and we love Him in return. A faithful Christian will often produce the fruit of the Holy Spirit and continue to trust in God and try to follow His commandment, even when life is complicated. God is faithful, and He will take care of you if you trust Him. No matter how hard it is, never lose faith in God. Trust in God, and God will help you. God allows all things to happen for valid reason. Some will be revealed to us, some won't. We need not seek or understand those reasons, but to have a complete faith in His infinite wisdom. You will wake up a Christian tomorrow morning because of God's faithfulness in your life. God's will is found in daily obedience, walking by faith and trusting in Him, not forecasting the most favorable outcomes. Your faithfulness that so often goes unnoticed in this world will by no means be forgotten in heaven. That is His promise, and you can take it to the bank. Faith in God means trusting in God's sovereignty and providence no matter what happens. Keeping the commandment of God is one of the greatest acts of faithfulness. I pray to our God to please help us to faithfully serve Him and care for other people. Do not let us practice eye service, but let us be faithful in all our activities. Let us act as God's true representative on earth so that we can be duly rewarded in heaven. In the In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to this message. May the Lord bless you and favor you. May the joy, peace, and salvation of Jesus Christ be with you and your family. I am Dr. Gabriel Oluwakutami of Faith Wallet Ministry. Please share this message if you are blessed. You can subscribe to our YouTube channel, Faith Wallet Ministry. Like us on our Facebook page for daily inspiration, words of God. Next week, we're going to continue this series. We're almost finished. Thank you, and God bless you.
Are your garments spotless? Are you free indeed? Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Now is the time, don't delay. He's calling on you. Now is the time, don't delay. He's calling on you. You have been listening to Faith Hour, brought to you by Faith Wallet Ministries, headquartered in San Antonio, Texas, USA. Our messages are designed for you to come closer to God. Let repentance be your daily song. You can listen to all our messages on our website, faithwallet.org, YouTube, Facebook, and many audio streaming apps like Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and many more. You can send your email to faithwallet55@gmail.com. If you want to receive daily words of encouragement in your personal mailbox, send your WhatsApp number to 210-868-9701. Again, the number is 210-868-9071. May the Lord bless you and give you the grace to abide by His will. Amen. Now is the time, don't